The Osgood File, sponsored by Welch's 100% Grape Juice and by Insure.com. Call 1-800-323-4178 or visit Insure.com. This is Dave Ross. It started a year ago with 10 of those San Francisco liberal types who, while sipping a delicious fermented beverage, decided to set a challenge for themselves to go a full year without buying anything new. The year has passed, the results are in, and I'll share them with you in a moment. In less than the next 60 seconds, I can find my old commentary from a year ago and just reuse that. More after this from Charlie. They call it the Compact, after the Mayflower Compact, a pledge not to buy anything new for a year. John Perry, one of the founders, describes it as being aware of the excesses of consumer culture and the fact that we are drawing down our resources and making people miserable around the world. The idea was compelling enough that it spread beyond San Francisco via the internet, revealing an even wider movement of anti-consumerists in Europe called freegans, who not only do not buy anything new, they forage for food from dumpsters and sleep in abandoned buildings on principle. Here in America, of course, we call that being homeless. However, members of the San Francisco group don't go that far. They allow themselves fresh food, underwear, and toiletries. But that's it. So how's it working? Well, to quote from the AP story, quote, "Some of the group's original members say the self-imposed shopping sabbatical was so liberating that they've resolved to do it for another year. Members were amazed at how things they would need would simply appear, like a used bicycle seat from a friend or a free laptop repair. It is significant that you can own a laptop and still qualify as a minimalist. Except that doing this for the benefit of those, quote, miserable people around the world, I believe that many of them were hoping to become a little less miserable by making brand new things for Americans to buy. But not to worry, the anti-consumer lifestyle does have its limits. One member said that when it came time to buy a different stud for her pierced tongue, she just decided to, you know, stick with the one she had." The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Thursday, January 4th, 2007.